I'll tell you what.
Hey Tishrei, Friday the 18th of September, Rabbi Aaron Basus, in Yonah Dioma.
So again, thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you in this Erev Shabbos, which is the most important Shabbos of the whole year. It's the time when, if someone asks you to give a shir, you can't refuse. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva that in the same way as they weigh up the person's mitzvahs and averus when he passes away, so also bechol shana b'shana shoklim avonot kol echad v'echad b'bayi olam im zichuyotah b'yom tov shalosh shana. It comes to Rosh Hashanah, every year HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the cheshbon of everyone's mitzvahs and averus. U'mepnei zeh Nagu called Beit Yisrael Le'avod B'tztakav Ma'asim Tovim B'la'asov B'mitzvot M'roshana D'yom Kippurim Yote M'kol HaShana. There's a chiyuv on everyone to try and do mitzvot Ma'asim Tovim in this period more than the whole year. Even if you can't do it the whole year, you know Lechatchili, you're not going to be able to do it the whole year. You're not going to be able to keep it up. It's an inner to do it in this time. Ad Kedei Kach, even though the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to make Kiddush Levana Motzei Yom Kippur, but many Gedolim held that they should do in Ases Mei Tshuva. The first opportunity, when the Gaon held like this, Levush held like this, and many Sfarad Gedolim also held like that, that one should make Kiddush Levana as soon as you got the opportunity. It starts on Sunday night. Before Yom Kippur, they already make Kiddush Levana. In order to have the Zechus of the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana by Yom Kippur. Another mitzvah. Chaperein, another mitzvah. Yeah. So also, the Olam, they start searching for the Arba Minim. Yeah, look, some say, there's an Indian to have your Arba Minim before Yom Kippur. Others say, no, you should delay Tlaf Yom Kippur. But many places already, they start looking for the Arba Minim now. In order to have the Zechus of the Achon of that mitzvah by Yom Kippur. So, that's why I said to you that this is an opportunity that you gave me. It's impossible for me to refuse you because I very much would like to have the zechus of this mitzvah of Limud HaTorah Barabim, yeah, to be with me when it comes to Yom Kippur. I said at the beginning that this Shabbos is the most important Shabbos of the whole year. On what authority do I say this? My authority is the Birkei Yosef. Rabbeinu Achida writes, Hilchos Aseis Yemei Teshuva, Me'od tzarich lizayeh b'shabbat zu. The person has to be very careful in this Shabbos. Bechol pratei chumrei Shabbos kirabu. All the dinim of Shabbos, and there are many of them. And he says, especially b'mleches akum asheim ba'avon mekilim b'sha'a Shabbatot. Especially Amir la'akum, where in Klal Yisrael was a bit lenient, people used to have servants, goyim around, and used to say, a Shabbos goy, they used to go and tell things to the goyim, which Nalocha one's not allowed to. And the Chiddush says, Ba'avonot, Mekilim Bezeh B'Shar Shabbatot, but one has to be careful in this Shabbos. So we see what the Chiddush is bringing out, that this Shabbos, one has to be extra careful, and to be Omed Al Mishmah more than the regular Shabbos, even though all Shabbos are important. But this Shabbos got special Yichud. I know, in Shabbos UK, they have made it Parshas Lech Lecha. If they would ask me, I'll say Shabbos Shuva. This is the Shabbos UK. This is when it should be. This is the most important Shabbos of the year, when Klal Yisrael will keep the Shabbos. Yeah? And what is the reason for this? The Rabbeinu Arizal in Shah Kavanot writes, every day you have exactly a week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When Rosh Hashanah goes out, that's when Yom Kippur comes in the following week. It's exactly 1 week. Tuesday night. Yeah? Whenever Rosh Hashanah goes out, that's the night when Yom Kippur is the following week. So he says, this week is the most important week in the whole year. And every day of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the person that's Teshuva Gemura on that day, is Mechaber for all the equivalent days throughout his life. So if a person that's Teshuva Gemura this Shabbos, and he keeps his Shabbos properly, is Mechaber for all the Shabboses, not only last year and the year before, all the Shabbos of his whole life, if he didn't keep it properly. That's the chashivas of this Shabbos. And I will say to the Olam, Shabbos doesn't start on Shabbos 10 to 7. Shabbos starts on Erev Shabbos. This is when Shabbos starts. Because all the halachas of Erev Shabbos, yeah, whether it is Shnai Mikvah Vachatagim, whether it's going to the Mikvah, whether it's having a haircut, whether it's cutting one's nails, all the halachas of Erev Shabbos, yeah, going, buying, shopping for Shabbos, yeah, all this is part of the Shabbos, because this, the din of Kavod Shabbat does not apply on Shabbos. How do you show honor to the Shabbos? Honor to Shabbos show how you prepare for it before Shabbos. So whatever you do today in honor of the Shabbos, that is part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. You've started already keeping the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So that's very, very important, especially to come on time for davening, come a bit earlier this Shabbos. Yeah, not that the Shabbos should wait for you, but you should wait for the Shabbos to come. Yeah? So that is important, and obviously the Shabbos itself, the Suddas and the Tefillas and the Limud should all be extra special this Shabbos to make the Shabbos the most important, the most special Shabbos of the whole year. I'd like to speak about the Avodas Hayom. We're coming up to Yom Kippur. Reina says in Mitzvah, coming up to Yom Kippur. What is Avodas Hashom? What is the main avoid? I would ask you, what is the main avoid a person should spend and think and try and work on this time? What would you answer me? Tshuva. You're 100% right. On Yom Kippur, the most important tefillah that we say on Yom Kippur is the vidui. Chazal misaken a vidui in every one of the five tefillahs. And the minute is that we repeat it with the Shliach Tzibur when he repeats the Chazos HaShatz. And even in Maariv there's no Chazos HaShatz, but the Vidui we say. Shliach Tzibur says Vidui. So we say 10 times Vidui on Yom Kippur. And the Halacha says, Mincha every Yom Kippur, we already have to say Vidui. And the Ramban says that one should enter Yom Kippur with Vidui. Shitzer Ramban, even though you said vidui before the Suda, you should say vidui again after the Suda as you're entering Yom Kippur. And even though the Pes Yosef said it's not the Halacha, but Kalal Yisrael, we try and keep the words of this Ramban. The Shluach Kodesh says, Kol Yesh Shemayim should keep these words of this Ramban. And the meaning in Kalal Yisrael is, by the Ashkenazim, they say Tfilah Zaka. As they enter, as they come to Shul, everyone says Tfilah Zaka, which has got Dibre Vidui. And the Sfardim, we say a special period, the Chayeli Tishukati, which is also Rubam Divrei Vidui. That the whole of Klal Yisrael, we enter this day Mitoch Vidui. That is the most important part of the day. When you think about it, it's a remarkable thing. Which part of the Tefillah did Chazal were Masaken that we should say the Vidui in the Chazos HaShatz? In which bracha do we say the Chazos the Vidui? We say in the fourth bracha, yeah, we say the first three, and then the last three, and the vidui is pink in the mitten. It's in the middle of the whole Shemoneh Esra. Yeah? In the Hainu, in the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. The bracha which is saying, yeah, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech HaTorah Az Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippur, in the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. Yeah? You're saying vidui. The Hainu, vidui is the etzem. If someone asks you, what is the etzem point of Yom Kippur, what's the avoid of Yom Kippur? That's the vidui. It's there, it's in the middle of the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. That's where it's holding. But what's not so well known is the Mishnah, at the end of Sof Yoma, says, Avirot shel ben adam l'makom Yom Kippur mechaper. Averot shebin adam lachaveru in Yom Kippur mechaper ad shiratzeh et chaveru. Sins between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur is mechaper. You do vidui in Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives you. Sins between man and man, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You can go through the whole of Yom Kippur, and the marks are still there. Nothing has been removed. You can say vidui 100 times, it doesn't help. Ad shiratzeh et chaveru, you have to go and ask and get from him a mechila. Not just to ask, not just good enough to ask. You have to be meratze that he will give you mechila. Etzu darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's a Mishnah. Mikol chatoteichem lifnei Hashem titharu. Abirosh ben Adam lemakom yomkim mechape. Abirosh ben Adam lechaverim yomkim mechape shelatzit chaverim. Pasuk says, "Lifnei Hashem titharu." Yom Kippur only forgives you lifnei Hashem, but the sins between man and his fellow man, Yom Kippur does not mechape. And Mishnah mefureshet b'sof yomer. What does it mean, sins between man and his fellow man? What am I talking about? It says it's very discerned over there in the Mishnah. It's very so says. Sheizik chavero. He damaged his friend, or begufo, either physically, or be mamono, or his money. He damaged his money, damaged his property. Or kevodo, or his honor. He damaged his honor. And damaging his honor is not only be maase, because did some maase to prithet kavod, but even be dibo. He only spoke. He said words of disgrace, shame, gnai of his chaver, yeah? That's considered an aveira ben adam lechavero. A very big aveira, by the way. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Bava Metzia, in Oz Dvorim, it's a very, very severe thing. So the only way to get kapara is by going to be meratze chavero. In Hilchus Erev Yom Kippur, in Shulchan Aruch, not talking over here, Chumras and in Sifrei Musa and so on and so forth. What's written in Shulchan Aruch? What is the avoid of Erev Yom Kippur? You have to eat and drink. That's an easy avoider. It's not hard to eat and drink, is it? Who's got a problem to eat and drink? To go to mikveh? Not hard to go to mikveh. Very easy thing. Bring shlog kaporis. Not hard. Take a chicken, shlog it, give some money. What's the problem? But what people don't realize, the main avoid of Erev Yom Kippur is, written in Shulchan Aruch, you have to go to Az Mechila of someone else. That is the main avoid of the day. It's the hardest avoid of the day. That's the important one. Let me tell you something else. The Chidor brings, in Birke Yosef, Yesh Mishe Kataf, if a person doesn't get mechila from his fellow man, Yom Kippur is not mechab even for Ben Adam Lamokam. The Chidor says, even though I'm not sure whether that's the case, but Yesh Mishe Kataf, and I'll tell you who wrote it. In the Ein Yaakov, on this Mishnah, is a pirush of the Rif. It's not from the Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. It's from Rabbi Shaya Pinto. The Rif in the Ein Yaakov, Rabbi Shaya Pinto, he was got smicha from the Beit Yosef. He lived at the time of the Beit Yosef. He was called Harav HaMusmach. Beit Yosef gave smicha, proper smicha at that time. They wanted to mechadish the smicha. Beit Yosef gave smicha to a very few, select a number of great Talmidei Chachomim, amongst them, Moshe Kordaveri, Chaim Vital, Moshe Alshich. And Bechlalam, Rabbi Shai Pinto, the Pirish of the Rif on the Ein Yaakov. And he says this Pshat. And he says Pshat in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshened, yeah. The word titharu is written twice. It already said that. Why does it say again, lifnei Hashem titharu? So he says, pshat. And this he says, this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is teaching us. That, Yom Kippur is a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives from all the avodos between him and between you and him. But on Tanai, Titharu, that you purify yourself Ben Adam Lechaveira. The second Titharu is talking about Ben Adam Lechaveira. The first one, Litai Eschem, is talking about Ben Adam Lechaveira. The second one is Ben Adam Lechaveira. It's a Tanai, he says. If a person is Mitai himself Ben Adam Lechaveira, then he has the first Tahar as well. But if not, no. And there is brought down The Chome, Ben Od Machaveiro, we know what the Chome is. First Beis HaMikdash, they did since Ben Od Namokim, Avoy Dezor, Gidar, Shvich, Uzdomim. 70 years later, they came back. The second Beis HaMikdash, Sin HaShchinam, we're still in Golos. Ben Od Machaveiro is more Chomadik than Ben Od Namokim. The Mabit in Beit Elokim says, Amori Dika Gedank, the two Luchas were exactly the same size as the Gemara and Bava Basra. Exactly the same size, the two luchas. But how many words went on the first luach, and how many words went on the second luach? Much more went on the first luach. On the first luach, he got, Lo yi elecha elimachim apanai, lo yi latas lecha peseh, v'chol timunah, sheba shemayim ma'adash mitah. Whole droshas, shamot shabbat dekha, lesho sheshen emitah, whole droshas. The second one, lo tiltzach, lo tinaf, lo tignon. Nothing there. So he said, in order to fill up the luach, the second luach, yeah, the words were much bigger. The first one, to fit them all in, it was written much smaller. The second one, he had more space, it was much bigger. Because he says, in order people should realize that the Ben Adam Lachavero is more chamadik in front of the Bein Yishtolayla. The Mabit. So, that is the Avodas Hayom of Erev Yom Kippur. What is the reason for this? Why is it so chamadik? Why should it be that it should be me'akev even in the kapara ben odin la'mokim? The Kav HaChaim brings this down. He says, the time. Because if a person doesn't ask mechila from what he did against his friend, then there's a chashash, the midas hadin will be mekatrig, and say, this person, look, he's come to ask mechila, he's doing vidui, he wants to remove his averis, yeah? It's not really true. Because he did averis ben odin l'chaveri, but he doesn't ask mechila, he doesn't try to remove it. So it means he doesn't really care about the fact that he gets mechila. So why should I be mechila? If he really cared, he would be worried about the averis ben odin l'chaveri as well. So why does he worry about it? Because he doesn't really mind to be metunef. He doesn't mind to have this lichluch of the averis on him. So why should I be mechila? That's the svara why that the abeis ben odin chaveri can be ma'akev, also ben odin amokim. So we need to be humble. We need to go and ask mechila from people that we upset. I know people ask mechila, but normally you'll find people ask mechila from people whom they know they're quite good with. You might give me mechila, of course. You didn't do nothing to me. Why should I not give you mechila? That's not the avoida. The avoida is to go after people that you know you've upset. That's a shverkeit. So which sort of people should we think about? To which sort of people are we talking about? The person should go to try and rectify things that he's done with them. So there is a very, very famous Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai says, "Kol Adam yinashek yedei aviv ve'imo be'erev Yom Kippurim late erev." Afternoon Yom Kippur, towards the evening, everyone should kiss his hands with his father and his mother. Vivakesh me mechila, to ask him mechila. ודבר זה הוא חיוב גדול על כל אדם. It's a big חיוב. ומי שאינו עושה כן נקרא חוטא ומזלזל בכבוד אביו ואמו. And a person doesn't do this, he's called a sinner and he's מזלזל in the honor of his parents. דין בין אדם לחברו חיוב וחזר לבקש מחיל לקודם יום הכיפורים, כל שכם מאביו ומו שאין אדם ניצול מחד זה בכל יום. If this is what a person has to do, בין אדם לחברו, someone who is far from him, כל שכם from his parents, וכן הבעל ייתן מחילה לאשתו על אשר בזבזה מן הבית שלו כצונו. A husband should give מחילה to his wife. She maybe spent money which she wasn't so happy about. וכן כל תלמיד שיש לו רב בעיר ילך אצלו קודם מקורים ויקרש מהם מחילה. דניאל, בן שחי is teaching us something very, very important. The Iker, problems and upset that happens and the Broigers is in the family. Brothers, sisters, siblings, parents, children, parents-in-law, children-in-law. These are the bigger problem. Morav Raboisai, people are looking to go outside, far away, to ask mechila from people they hardly know. That's easy. The shverkeit is the close family members. That is the shverkeit. Sometimes, close family members, and it's very, family is always much harder. Why is it much harder? Because there's bigger expectations. You expect your brother to help you much more than you expect someone else. If he doesn't, you feel belated. Why? Yeah? I'm his brother. So once there's more expectations, children, parents, and all, it's the same thing. You expect. But already you expect and you don't get it, it's much more ragish. That is the avoider of Erev Yom Kippur. That's the avoider now. I say it's made tshuva. You don't have to wait for Erev Yom Kippur to see to rectify these things. And especially parents, the Ben Shchai says, "Ein adam nitzul mechet ze bechol yom." A person is not safe from this sin. If a person's got parents in town, to be mechabed parents, it's not possible to probably be mechabed parents. It's kemat yefshet nitle malach yashores. Whatever we do is never enough. You never yoytze de chayva. Parents, you never yoytze de chayva. Hushvu kavod, hushvu kavod abi b'mod kavod amakom. It's like being mechabed rebbeinu shalom. Which child treats his parents like a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, especially in our generation? It's like a chava. Yeah. Nowadays, a modified society, you send New Year cards to your parents, you wrote special words. Nowadays, you send an email. Come on, finish, the job is over. Pata. What's parents? In Mela, to ask Mechila before Yom Kippur, that's a very big chiv. Husband and wife. Yeah? Ben Shchayim speaks about husbands being moichel their wives. Yeah? But wives also have to be moichel their husbands for all the tzad that they caused them. Maybe they said rude words to them, even though they didn't really mean it, but afal pi ken, husband and wife, they have to ask mechila before Yom Kippur. For all that they upset each other unnecessarily, and all the aggravation they caused. Avada, ve'avada. This is Dvorim Pshutim. Talmidim with Rebbes, they have to go and to ask Mechila from the Rebbes. They got Rabbi Ir, they have to go and ask Mechila. It's all Chiyuvim min Adin. The importance of Kroivim. So, I just want to now explain the Inin, what's written. Ashi yiratze et chaberon. You have to ask Mechila till you're meratze him. Meratze means till you've appeased him. In Shulchan Aruch it's written the Loshen. The Siman in Shulchan Aruch, which talks about Hilchas Mechila, you know what that Siman is titled? That Siman is titled Shefayis Adam Chabero Be'er Yom Kippurim. Mefayis. What does the word mefayis mean? Yeah? To appease. What do you mean the peace? You've upset someone, he's upset with you. Yeah? Just saying sorry is not enough. You can't say, I told him sorry, and he wasn't interested. That's not enough, just to say sorry. You have to say in a way that you've appeased him instead, to show him that you really care. You have to go to the Bachanor Gemur, it's very difficult. You have to go and say, I'm sorry from the depth of my heart. You have to say those words, which is very, very difficult. The hardest word in English to say is sorry. It's the hardest word. It's the shortest word, but it's the hardest word. And to be mefayis. And Shochanot says, and the person, if he's not mefayis, pam ishona, yachzov elech pam shniya v'shlishit. You can't say, I did my utmost. You didn't do your utmost. You have to go a second time and a third time. Aloch and Shochanot aruch. Because if you upset someone, it's not so easy for him to be moichel you. Until he is able to say those words, yes, I'm moichel you mechila gemura. And if he doesn't say, he says, yeah, it's okay. That's toignisht. You know that? If a person doesn't say the words mechila, it's nothing. Like he hasn't done nothing. You learn that from Yosef HaTzadik. The brothers came to him and said, Sana lefesh achecha, please forgive us Forgive our sins. He told him, Atim chashavtim ra'ay ra'ad, lefem chashim shkoyach. He didn't say mechila, asor harugay malchus. Memela, Morav Raboisai, I'm come to be me'oire. Yeah? Is that dvar me'oim di mirum shal oilam. It's easy to say vidin Yom Kippur. That's easy. It's easy to have sudam afseket. It's easy to show kaporos. This is the avoidus hashom. This is what the Mishnah says. No, my chiddush. The Mishnah. Aveir shebin odom la'mokem yom kippur mechape. Aveir shebin odom la'chaver ein yom kippur mechape ad shiratz et chavero. Memeila, Be'ez Hashem, let's be giborim, and let's try and rectify, and then we'll have the zechus of a true Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur where the slicha, the mechila, should be complete. Yeah? Klal Yisrael doimim le'malochim in Yom Kippur. Ma malochim yesholem b'neihem v'kar zeh zeh v'amah. The pasuk says that the malochim sholim rishut zeh l'zeh. By the malochim there is sholem b'neihem. Kach am Yisrael on Yom Kippur at least should be sholem b'neihem. Be'ez Hashem should all be zoicha to mechila. We should all be zoicha be'ez Hashem to ksiv v'chsim atoib. Amen. Amen.